Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Supreme Court is extending access to the abortion pill through tomorrow.
Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of mifepristone be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the widely used abortion drug while the case is being appealed. The court stay indicates it needs more time to study the case and decide the next steps. The justices are scheduled to meet for a private conference Friday where they could talk about the issue. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting Bed Bath & Beyond is making plans for a bankruptcy filing as early as this weekend, as its falling stock prices make it nearly impossible. The retailer recently said it needed to raise $300 million from share sales by April 26 to stay out of Chapter 11. Given the stock's closing price yesterday of 46 cents, Bed Bath & Beyond faces long odds to stay afloat. The availability of gas in South Florida continues to be a problem. One gas station owner, Alex Fernandez, says, "We thought it was getting better, but it's actually getting worse." Last week's severe flooding at Port Everglades is preventing tankers with fuel from reaching the port. Senator Marco Rubio.
It's been 4 days. This should have been figured out by now. And they're blaming it on consumer panic. Yeah, people are panicked because they got to get to work. They got places to go. And you either can't find gas or you have to wait in line for like 2 hours down the street where you're probably going to run out of gas while you're waiting.
A severe storm system was producing strong winds and hail over the central USA last night, including one in Cole, Oklahoma, south of Oklahoma City, that authorities said killed at least two people. The National Weather Service issued severe thunderstorm warnings across the region last night, along with tornado watches and warnings for six states. Those have since expired. It's officially National High Five Day, and it's 420 in the cannabis world. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Three formerly ousted Tennessee Democrat state lawmakers are being invited to the White House next week.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced Tennessee Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson will meet with President Biden Monday. Jones and Pearson were expelled by the Republican majority for protesting on the House floor days after three students and staff were killed in a school shooting in Nashville. Biden previously thanked the three for spotlighting what he called undemocratic and unprecedented attacks on them. I'm Ryan Daniels.
At least 78 people have been killed and dozens more hurt during a stampede in Yemen's capital city after a crowd of people gathered at an event to receive free financial aid. The tragedy took place in Old City in the center of Sana'a last night after hundreds of poor citizens gathered at the distribution center at a school. It started when armed Houthis fired into the air in an attempt at crowd control. One of the bullets struck an electrical wire, causing it to explode, and the panic started. The elderly man who allegedly shot a teen on his porch in Missouri is pleading not guilty to the charges.
84-year-old Andrew Lester made his first court appearance on Wednesday. If convicted of first-degree assault, Lester could face up to life in prison. Lester turned himself into police on Tuesday and was released on a $200,000 bond. 16-year-old Ralph Jarl was shot in the head and the arm during the incident. His family says he's now recovering at home. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Clayton Fuller is back with us, the experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience, joins us now. Hey, Clayton, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Bill. Thank you for having me back.
Well, let's talk national security. We got a lot of trouble here in River City. It's kind of astonishing, you know, when it wasn't that long ago, you know, let's go back to Barack Obama running for president, and he was told that Joe Biden should be his first pick to be a foreign policy advisor because he had the chops for foreign policy. And, you know, even then I thought, well, where's the experience? What are we talking about? Just because somebody said that he has, I don't see credentials that demonstrate that he truly has the experience and he's qualified. And now here he is as president, and the mess that he did during the Obama years, he's continuing it here under his administration. And 2.5 years, look what he's done to America and what he's done to the world, and putting everything at risk right now because of his failed policies, or as he puts it, his gut. That's what he believes in. He doesn't want to look at the data. He just has a gut for this. Well, his gut needs cleansing because it keeps taking us down a policy road that is, you know, is one disaster after another, starting with Afghanistan.
Absolutely right. I mean, I have my disagreements with Secretary Gates, both from the Bush administration and the Obama administration, but I think he was dead on when he came to Biden, that he's been wrong on every foreign policy decision in his entire career. Mm-hmm. And this is the person who is now in charge of our foreign policy making. And it's, like you said, it's one disaster after another. There's nothing that he doesn't touch that becomes even more broken. Mm-hmm. And we had so many foreign policy and national security wins and victories under the Trump administration and President Trump. And it's such a drastic turn. No. And it's frustrating to see, and it's making it a more dangerous world for us.
Well, it had to be hard for you to hear this report that came out of the State Department regarding, you know, the post-exit of Afghanistan.
Absolutely. No, it's probably the most devastating thing that I've seen in my military career, just from a morale standpoint and talking to not only veterans but active duty officers who had spent time in Afghanistan. And just seeing how heartbroken and devastated they were, and meanwhile, they're instead of getting these policy decisions right and having a plan to get out of Afghanistan that was responsible, all you hear about in military training is diversity, equity, inclusion.
Right.
And these are the things that our Department of Defense is focused on, as opposed to what it was really designed to do, is to ensure the safety and prosperity of American citizens. And it's the complete opposite of having an America First approach.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Joe Biden has purposely decided anything that has the fingerprint of Donald Trump, whether it was good and mostly good, he wanted nothing to do with it. So he's rejected it. He rejected the plans that were given to him, according to Mike Pompeo, that this was all spelled out. And Joe Biden decided not to take the advice of all the, you know, field officers, the generals on the ground, and all the, you know, previous years of experience and the things that were set up for a proper exit of Afghanistan, where, as Donald Trump said, he wanted everything. He wanted down to the last nail taken out. He didn't, and there was no plan whatsoever under the Trump exit plan of Afghanistan to leave over $85 billion of military equipment behind.
Yeah, you see that waste, and then with the leaks that are going on right now, I think what so many people, especially in my hometown and rural North Georgia, when people see that stuff and they see it as it relates to Ukraine, mm-hmm. they see the waste, the amount of money that's going to a country that certainly is facing a security issue of its own, but when that money is being spent in a corrupt country like Ukraine, and then we have I'm now the top prosecutor in four counties in Northwest Georgia, and we have bodies dropping each and every day due to the fentanyl crisis that is happening in this country, and that's a national security issue because those funds are going to a foreign country and not to secure our border and not to counter China, who is bringing the fentanyl through Mexico and the cartels across our unsecured border. That's why I think Americans, beyond all the other economic issues with inflation that the Biden administration has created, they just see this money being spent, and it's not making us more secure, and it's actually making us have a more dangerous situation, even locally, and it's
exactly
frustrating and disheartening to see each and every day.
Well, and you can't blame everyday Americans, you know, for being discouraged by this. We're at $31 trillion in national debt and counting. And you've got Janet Yellen, who says that she's cautiously optimistic about the economy, but projects not that many years down the road where we will be at $50 trillion in debt. Okay, and that's assuming that everything stays the same, but we know already there's a lot of dynamics that are taking place, specifically regarding the petrodollar, which is the buttress of this indebtedness, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah, so you compromise and you take that away, which China is moving full throttle in that direction because they've made it clear. I mean, they've picked no bones about it. They want to be the number one, power force in the world. They want to replace America, and it's as if China has declared war on America, and America is, we're too busy to deal with that. We'd much rather be in Ireland right now.
You're exactly right, and it is frustrating to see, it's having a devastating impact here in my home. But one of the things that I was paying attention to as well, apparently Gavin Newsom is traveling through the Deep South and through Georgia, and now that I'm a top local prosecutor, I guess I have the power, if he misuses campaign funds in North Georgia, maybe I have the power to indict him if he starts to run for president.
Exactly. Well, speaking of which, what Alvin Bragg brought into play here, though I know you're kind of teasing a little bit about it, is that there are some prosecutors who want to do just that, just saying, hey, fair's fair. I mean, let's check it out.
And keep in mind who we're talking about with Alvin Bragg. He's got a 22% crime rate increase in New York City. It's mm-hmm. downgraded more than half of the felonies that his office has had to misdemeanors. And then when you take a political opponent, the top presidential candidate, and he indicts them on what are basically misdemeanor crimes as felonies that should have passed the statute of limitations.
We can go exactly
into the just incredible, just really unfortunate nature of the charges that they're bringing forth that they can't prove. But that's the bottom line of what we're dealing with, are these prosecutors who don't want to prosecute crime in their own city, but they're more than willing to go after their political opponent.
Yeah, no doubt. We're on a slippery slide. We've got more from Clayton Fuller. Got to go to break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christianity is relatively unknown to many people in Albania, a country with a long history of atheism. So it's vital that we plant churches and spread the good news in this religious vacuum. One of the Tide Ministry's Albanian radio pastors started with several interested people in his home and is now shepherding a growing, thriving church. He's also making disciples and starting new fellowship groups by connecting with listeners in nearby towns. The majority of his converts were previously atheists. We couldn't reach them without the heart and vision of local pastors like this to be our boots on the ground. Our heart is not only to share the gospel over the radio, but to also encourage and empower believers to go into their neighborhoods and tell others what God has done for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Thank you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Clayton Fuller continues with us. He served as a White House fellow from 2018 to 2019, advising senior Trump administration officials, an experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, and now a top prosecutor in Georgia. And congratulations on the elevation, on the promotion here. And so what does this mean for Clayton Fuller and his family and life? Not so much like usual anymore now as a top prosecutor, right?
No, it's gotten a little bit busier, and I'm drinking from a fire hose, but I love it. I'm fired up about this position and what I can do in it. And, you know, I'm with so much of what we've talked about before, Bill, is just what I see across the country. My career and my profession has been attacked. Mm-hmm. And we have in major cities leftist prosecutors who are refusing to prosecute, refusing to follow their oath. And I'm trying to establish what I'm calling justice prosecutors, people mm-hmm. who are in a position to ensure that people are held accountable and that that we do justice without fear or favor. And that's what I'm on fire to do, and I'm looking forward to serving the people of the four counties that I serve in Northwest Georgia.
Well, that's a breath of fresh air and stands as an example right now in contrast to, you say, as you say, to these liberal prosecutors like Alvin Bragg. And, you know, we see him on the West Coast in California, and meanwhile, you know, the American people or the people in these states and in these cities, they're paying the brunt of this. I mean, they're seeing, you know, crime running out of control. Look what's going on in New York, speaking of Alvin Bragg. I mean, they just had another 10,000 people last month move out of New York. I mean, people are voting with their feet and getting away from these crime-ridden cities.
Absolutely. I mean, there was a story in possibly the Wall Street Journal today about how many Walmarts are being closed in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You know, Walgreens and CVS, they're essentially either locking everything up behind glass in their stores in San Francisco or completely shutting down stores.
Exactly.
I lost count on about 20 Walgreens leaving San Francisco. And that's the message that I'm sending the community where I live in. Is if you open a business, if you're investing in this community, the laws are going to be followed. That's the expectation. And justice will be done here. And unfortunately, I never thought we'd see a day where that's actually you're standing against the tide on what's happening nationally.
Well, we've been saying repeatedly, Clayton, that we've got to return to first principles. This isn't a Republican thing or a Democratic Party thing. You know, this is about being an American. An American as defined by that great American idea that was clearly enumerated in two spectacular documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. We have violated said principles, and this is why America right now is in the chaos that it is, I believe.
I completely agree with that. You know, so much about what the left talks about is you need to think about 1619, the year 1619. For them, that's when a year associated with slavery to them, and that should be the focus of American history. You and I, we have a 1789 and 1776 mindset. Mm-hmm. This is a country that introduced to the world individual freedom, and
yes,
that rights are God-given, and government is there to secure those rights with the least amount of influence.
Of interference,
Or interference into our lives. And we've got, unfortunately, we need to educate, and that's why I love your program and the work that you do, because, unfortunately, we got to get out there and teach people these principles, and because citizens aren't going to get it anywhere else, and mm-hmm. certainly kids going off to schools and universities, they're going to hear a completely opposite message.
Well, you know, the evidence is quite clear as to what's happening. And there are levers in the deep state, in the background here, unelected officials, and they are pulling the levers here to deconstruct America as we know it. And this is happening. I mean, the fact that here we are talking about you know, men putting on a dress and now wanting to compete with women, you know, channeling their female side and entering in women's bathrooms to sexually abuse young girls. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. And but yet they're afforded and accommodated this. And what we've seen historically is when we accommodate evil, we don't get less of it. We get more of it.
You're exactly right. And not to be too derivative of the movie Tombstone, but I think for so many people, they see these things happening and they'd rather just go about their daily lives. But we've got to take on that mentality of Doc Holliday, and we've got to say, I'm your Huckleberry.
Yes.
These problems are going to be out there. If you're going to create these issues and lose this sort of moral center of our society, we're going to stand up and fight. We have no other choice, because there are orienting principles of a society that need to be there to keep it together. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be controversial on issues of gender, on boys and girls sports. And it's just remarkable that we even have to have that fight on just basic ideas. Mm-hmm. And it frightens me. I have a 12-year-old daughter. I cannot fathom a world where she may not have an opportunity to go and play sports because a boy has taken that opportunity away from her.
Exactly.
I thought those rights were something that a generation before us had fought and gotten for individuals like my daughter.
Right. Well, you think they're totally sacrosanct, but they're not. I mean, everything has been turned on its head here. And like you said, we're in a position to where we have to do something about it. There's no alternative, because this is how we got here. We accommodated, you know, things that were nonsensical. You know, I like what the governor of Arkansas had to say, Governor Sanders. She said, this is not normal. It's crazy. And she called it out for what it is. And we need to have more courage coming from, you know, people of leadership. And leadership isn't, you know, necessarily the president of the United States or elected officials. Leadership in homes. Leadership that can, you know, talk to the communities, like what you're doing in your community, is you have spokespeople without, you know, without fear, because they believe in a free America. They believe in what's going to advance the cause of a constitutional government and what will advance the cause of a country that we can turn over to the next generation, that we can be proud of, that they can even make better. But at this point right now, we're disassembling everything right before our eyes. So what kind of America are we going to have? I mean, the way it's moving with such rapidity, you don't even have to worry about 10 years. Let's just say, you know, 5 years down the road, what kind of America are we going to have, Clayton?
Yeah, there are real concerns about that. And I think the majority of people just want to be decent people and not enter into these controversies. But right now we have to know that the time is that we have to fight, and we have to be able to say basic truths. And you can't just say, well, this is your lifestyle, and I'll be accommodating to it, because there's the left is not allowing room for that. It's for these issues that you normally would just be like, well, that's them, I'm not going to care about it. They are forcing you to care.
Exactly.
And I think the greatest example of that is the awakening that most parents had when it came to the education and school system. Mm-hmm. They said, wait, our kids are being taught what? Our kids are being required to read which books about what topic? And we're teaching kindergartners about sex? And that was a moment that parents said, absolutely not. And we're going to have more policy issues like that, and individuals just need to understand that it's not the time to just be nice. We have to stand up and stand up for truth.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is a time for courage. It's, we can look back on our founding fathers and what they had to lay on the line. You know, it was, you know, their wealth, their resource, their name, their reputation, their very lives, they put on the line. And it seems, Clayton, more and more every day we're being called. You can call it what it is, that maybe we're on the brink of a second revolutionary war. He's a top prosecutor in Georgia. He's also an experienced federal military, local prosecutor, a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience, and he served the Trump White House as a fellow from 2018 to 2019. Clayton Fuller has been our guest. Clayton, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Water is one of our planet's most important resources, yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, we look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems and 22 women over the years dying after taking mifepristone. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the abortion pill while the case is being appealed. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for answers by the Biden administration after a whistleblower at the Internal Revenue Service is stepping forward claiming the Biden administration is blocking Congress and the public from learning about the Biden family members' business deals with China. The whistleblower also alleges clear conflicts of interest in the investigation. The Oakland A's baseball club has announced they are focused on moving to Las Vegas and have purchased land for a new stadium. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch there, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Not so bad, Bill. How about you?
Hey, doing terrific. I'll tell you, the Biden administration, I don't know if you saw this or not, but we've got the likes of Kamala Harris, Merrick Garland. They haven't even signed their oath of office swearing allegiance to the Constitution. That document is missing. Maybe it's
right
next to Joe Biden's top secret documents next to his Corvette in his garage. But they're not where they're supposed to be.
I had not heard about this. Is this a standard document you sign when you join the administration?
When you join the administration, it is a documented oath of office that swears your allegiance to the Constitution as we know it. Similar to the oath of office that we in the military have taken and that continues. There's no expiration date on ours. But politics being what it is, you can make an oath of office and, you know, still be able to cross your fingers and it doesn't count, I guess.
Amazing. I did not know this. Is there an explanation as to why? Did the paperwork got lost in the mail or the dog ate it?
Hey, I'll tell you, if we use the Alvin Bragg standard, You know, if you're making a bookkeeping error, or, you know, the dog ate your homework, you know, you can be involved in a multi-million dollar lawsuit here.
Yeah.
Or civil action.
If they've not signed that document, then are they acting on any legal authority? In other words, could we take all of Merrick Garland's decisions and basically void them because he has not signed that document?
That's the point. Exactly. Hmm. Anything that they've done in office is null and void because they're acting illegitimately. So I'm sure they'll come up with things. Oh, gosh, you know, here it's in my file. I forgot to get that over to you, you know, because that's what they do. But this is amazing. You know, the thing is that concerns us, fellow, is that when you consider the Biden administration and how they've blatantly ignored the Constitution, is this deliberate? So that maybe when, you know, when it comes down and our country is taken over, and if the ruling party that comes in charge, you know, like they did in Afghanistan, they have proof that they didn't participate in this constitutional government because we never signed the paperwork. So you can't eradicate us. Right.
I guess it's the ultimate loophole, right? It avoids they can avoid any kind of litigation or liability to say, yeah, I didn't do it. I wasn't here. I was just a prop hanging out, you know, smiling and waiting for pictures.
Yeah, show me the document with my signature. You're not going to find one. And I mean,
or like you get into some sort of a business dispute with somebody with whom we've had an oral contract because you've known each other forever. And
right.
Well, I didn't sign that. You see my signature on your paper? Show that to the judge, right?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And so, and this is crazy. I mean, we're talking the Vice President of the United States, the Attorney General. I mean, and there's quite the list there. Within the Biden administration, I mean, this isn't just something, some things like this, DeRoy, you know, in business and experience, this might be a one or two thing, you know, it's a minor issue. But this seems to be something pervasive within the administration. I mean, it's enough to make you get fitted for a tinfoil hat once again.
Well, and also, you know, it's also one thing. Sometimes you get people who screw up because they're brand new to government. These are people who've been in commerce or whatever. This is their first government job. Attorney General Garland has been in the Department of Justice and a judge and now chief prosecutor of the United States. And then Kamala Harris was a U.S. senator and attorney general of California, remember. So, and they're both lawyers. So given all of that, this is not like they just were, you know, running some kind of a steel mill and decided to come in as Secretary of Commerce or something. I believe we had a guy who ran Alcoa, the big aluminum company. He came in under G.W. Bush, I think, as his first Secretary of Commerce, if I'm not wrong. So maybe, oh, gee, I didn't know I had to fill that out. These are lawyers. Lawyers know, if nothing else, you got to fill out paperwork, contracts, disclosure forms. I mean, this is what these people do all day long. Mm-hmm. So the fact they overlook this is even harder to excuse than it would be if somebody came in for a first government job ever.
Yeah, and the thing that amazes me, I remember growing up as a kid, I often heard, you know, ignorance of the law was no excuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Heard
that all the time.
So what's the deal? What's the application here? But, you know, this is the thing that is shocking with this administration that we're having to tolerate. You know, I mentioned to you before we went on the air that this administration is being characterized by, you know, by liars, leakers and losers. I mean, you have President Biden again lying about, you know, his son's involvement and his involvement with the document of the 51, you know, former intelligence officials that signed that infamous document that was, you know, presented during the debate between he and Donald Trump saying that this was Russian disinformation. And now we're finding out this week that the source of that document was the Joe Biden campaign.
How about that? How perfectly circular. Yeah, you say liars, leakers, and losers. Sounds like a game show, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. But
it's not
the
funny.
Thing is,
it's not cute.
No, it isn't.
No commercial break.
Yeah, and let's go back and recall in the Obama-Biden years, right? Obama, when talking about the Affordable Care Act, you know, the big lie was that, you know, oh, no, you know, the Affordable Care Act would not apply to illegal migrants, right? That was a big deal. And Joe Wilson, when he heard that in the State of the Union, right, he couldn't help himself. He's, that's a lie, you know. And, of course, they castigated him, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening now? The very thing that, along with, you know, if you have your doctor, you can keep your doctor. This is the Affordable Care Act. You're going to pay less. Everything was just the opposite. And this is land. Like you and I have been talking about. I mean, the Democratic Party has no credibility. They are, I don't think that they would know the truth if it hit them in the face.
You know, you mentioned a huge lie of Obama, which was, if you like your plan, you keep your plan, period. Remember that. He said it, I think it was 36 or 37 times. This was not like a passing comment. He put in speeches. He said it over and over and over, said it in interviews. There was an article, I think, in the Washington Post back in the debate over Obamacare, maybe just after it got passed. Apparently, there was a meeting at the White House, and some of Obama's aides sat down and said, Obama's saying if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. However, if you are on a group plan and your boss decides, I don't like this plan, and decides to get rid of it, you know, you're out of luck. You've now lost your plan. And so basically, the President of the United States is getting up and lying to the American public, you know, should we get him to stop? And the decision was made, no, let's not stop it. It's an excellent talking point. It's not true. It's a lie, but it sure will help sell Obamacare when the debate about it was going on. So let's have him continue. So not only did he lie about it, they stopped and thought about not lying and decided to continue to lie. That's how evil, that's how dishonest, that's how corrupt these people are. And in fact, after Obamacare passed, not once but twice, I had plans that got canceled. I got booted off my not one but two health care plans. It never happened to me before. All of a sudden, Obamacare passes. I'm suddenly out of health insurance, and I've got to scramble with an insurance agent and get onto a different plan twice, including once. My choices were either get on Obamacare or stay in the private market. The only way to do that was to join a union. So I actually had to join a union in order to get on the union plan. That's the only way to keep out of Obamacare and health care. So that turned out to be a lie, from which I suffered, as did millions of other Americans who lost their plans. So again, this is one lie that goes back about 10, 12 years. But the lies continue on and on and on, pretty much on a daily basis.
Exactly. And what's wrong with the electorate here that keeps reelecting these people, putting them into office when they have proven time and again they're untrustworthy? They're just bald-faced liars. And look what happened with the many people that, you know, supposedly the affordable. I remember doing a commentary of calling it the Unaffordable Care Act because, you know, certainly what you were paying for health care went up, I think, on average, you know, around $2,500, you know.
Yeah. In fact, the promise from Obama was that the Obamacare would cut the average family's health care cost by about $2,500. In fact, it did the opposite. It increased them by about $2,500. So it did the exact opposite of what he said, and people found themselves, you know, facing a $5,000 gap between the promise, the over-promise, and the under-delivery, $5,000 swing in the wrong direction. Oops.
Yeah, oops. And here it is. We re-elected.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to go to a quick break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process.
Yes. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, DeRoy Murdoch is with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, this week, last weekend, all the mayhem in Chicago. I mean, Chicago and mayhem are joined at the hip, aren't they?
Well, it's become so, and it's so sad because it's such a wonderful city, and yeah. I've been there many times. I've got friends there, and I've always enjoyed visiting and admiring the architecture and the great restaurants and bars and the lakefront and all that. And boy, you look at Chicago and nobody thinks or talks about those things. It's just chaos, mayhem, bloodshed. You saw these teenagers, hundreds of teenagers running not through the South Side and poor areas, but right through the Magnificent Mile, through the Loop, Michigan Avenue, jumping up on cars, breaking windshields, climbing on top of buses. There's an awful video that came out a couple of days ago of them attacking this young couple, a black man, or looks like a mixed race man, a white woman, beat the hell out of them for no apparent reason, and not one or two, but just dozens. And if this were, I was thinking about this, if this were Provo, Utah, and you had, let's say, about 25 white kids attack a black woman and her mixed-race boyfriend, it would be on the news nonstop. There would be speeches about it. Antifa would be out protesting. BLM probably would have gone into Provo, Utah and burned it down. But you get the opposite. You get 25 predominantly black kids, or 25, couple dozen predominantly black kids attacking and beating this white woman and her mixed-race boyfriend. And, you know, it's on Fox a couple times, and I don't hear much about it. I don't hear about protests.
Right.
You don't see people going to the house, rushing to the house and Senate floors, saying there's a hate crime. This isn't like us. This has to stop. We need investigation. I've not heard about the DOJ or anybody from the Civil Rights Division going through the videotapes to track these thugs down and arrest them. I'm sure they'll get away with it. They're going to carry on with their lives. There'll be no consequences, so that'll just invite further attacks. And it's very sad that this has happened and that the people of Chicago had the opportunity to put in a moderate Democrat who might do something about it, and instead they voted in this Brandon Johnson.
Who the other Brandon, right?
The other Brandon, yes. Let's go, Brandon, yeah. Too. And the this guy is so far left, he makes Lori Lightfoot look like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I predict in a few months people will be missing the halcyon days, the good old days of Lori Lightfoot compared to Brandon Johnson. So it's a very grim situation for America's third largest city.
Well, of course, and he says we should excuse the rioters.
That's it, yeah. Well, let's not demonize them.
Oh, no. No, so, and get ready. We're going to expect more victims of violence. That doesn't bode well in that blue city, does it?
It doesn't. And, you know, he said, well, you know, what do you expect? These kids have been starved of opportunity. You know, I've had times where I've been down on my luck or, you know, I'm sitting around a Saturday night without anything to do. I don't decide to run out to Times Square and start beating up people or kicking in windshields or, you know, climbing on top of buses. You know, all right, so your economic prospects aren't great, so you should run around, attack people. You know, how about sitting down and taking a class and trying to learn some lessons or, you know, brush up your resume or fill out a job application? You know, that's what you do when you lack opportunity, not go on wilding missions and demolish the downtown of your own city. It's just horrifying. And see the response to this from the leaders of Chicago, who should have been saying, we should have paddy wagons down there, mass arrests, lock
exactly.
these bastards up, teach them some manners, and once they get out of jail after 30 to 60 days, maybe they'll think, well, gee, I better not do that again.
But you think?
They, you know, pat them on the back and give them, you know, their hot cocoa, and on they go with their lives. It's just horrifying.
Well, it was like the passionate appeal in that in the meeting, well, in New York, right, with Jim Jordan, where they met with, you know, victims of crimes in New York, and you've got that impassioned plea, you know, from that one mother. She says there's no deterrence, to your point, exactly.
Yep. No, there isn't. And, you know, I hear that I'm getting very, very tired of this cliche, hold people to account. They never say what they mean. I'll be very specific. I'm talking about punishment. I'm talking about consequences. I'm interested in holding people to account. I'm interested in locking people up. These little thugs here, these shoplifters, more so those people who stab and shoot others and maim them or kill them, they need to be arrested, convicted, and imprisoned. And I don't care if the jails fill back up again. We need to teach these, first of all, isolate these people from law-abiding citizens so we don't get robbed, beaten, wounded, or killed, number one. And number two, teach them a lesson that you do this kind of behavior, there will be consequences. And the consequence won't be that you'll be apologized for and wept over by left-wing politicians. You're going to get locked up, deprived of your freedom, and suffer, hopefully painfully. And then after that, maybe after you get out after a few years, you know, you'll get your acts back together. And I'm all for teaching people lessons so they can do something productive when they get out. But this business where you shoplift, you steal, you do carjacking, you do all kinds of stuff, and nothing ever happens. People don't get arrested. They get arrested and thrown back out on the street. And then we have excuses from these George Soros-funded prosecutors who just, you know, burst in his ears every time they see some young thug attack somebody because they feel sorry for the thug, not the victim.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
has to end or this society will
bizarre.
Go down.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then what about the businesses? They get upset because the businesses are moving out of Dodge. They're losing money. I mean, and with them, you know, the jobs, everything else that goes along with it. And last time I checked, I don't think Chicago's flush with plenty of cash that they can afford to be losing businesses and their tax base, can they?
No, they can't. And the thing, you're right, absolutely right about this. You know, you look at a company like Citadel, which I think is one of the biggest private equity funds in the country. They were based in Chicago, and their leader, CEO, I think his name is Ken Griffin, in Chicago, just got sick and tired of it. I believe one of his employees was attacked outside of his office, and at that point said, all right, we're out of here. So guess what he did? He picked up his entire company, moved them all to Miami. And so you've got Ken Griffin, his staff of several hundred, I'm not quite sure how many people, but several hundred. They're out of Chicago, and they took with them billions and billions and billions of dollars in tax revenue.
Yeah.
Good luck to the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago trying to figure out how to fill that tax gap when the not only people but tax base both leave and don't come back. And, you know, it's a little hard to spend a lot of money if the money is sitting in Miami and Palm Beach rather than on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, and plus they go down to Miami and they go, gosh, we didn't realize we love Cuban food. This is good food down here. What are we doing? Why did it take so long, boss?
You know,
we should have been down here lots of
times. You know, shovel your driveway because you got too many palm fronds in it, not because you've got snow up to your waist.
Exactly. I want to talk about your recent commentary about numbers don't lie. Dictator Biden's electric vehicle edict is technologically unachievable, right?
Yeah, it is. This is a piece I did in the Daily Signal. It's also on Newsmax and Daily Caller. And this regards the electric vehicle dictates, the edict that came out last week, thanks to Emperor Biden. And I don't remember a law where Congress voted and said, hey, we want to have these mandates on electric vehicles. But, you know, he waves his scepter, and all of a sudden the new rule is that by the year 2030, 54% of new passenger vehicles have to be electric vehicles. And then just 2 years later, that number jumps up to 67%. So two-thirds of new cars and light trucks have to be electric. Now, this is an amazing, incredibly, just bizarrely overambitious, I describe it like compared to the Great Leap Forward under Mao Zedong. This is going to demand a 931% increase in electric vehicle sales in 7 years. That's an increase of 133% per year between now and 2030. And going through 2032, it's an average 128% yearly growth. I don't know any product that comes out and enjoys, you know, companies are happy if their sales go up 4, 5, 6, 8,
10%. Exactly.
128% per year. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it's not like this is, you know, hey, let's go buy some cheap product for 20, 30, 40 bucks, 100 bucks. The average right now for a average new car is about $49,500. The average for a electric vehicle, $61,448, 24% higher. So this is a lot more money for cars people don't really want in big numbers. And then you see the fact in order to make electric vehicles, you need to get cobalt, manganese, lithium, copper, all these various minerals. Biden is running around. You'd think he'd say, okay, great, let's open the mine so we can get this stuff out and make the electric vehicles. He's closing copper.
Yes, exactly.
Down a lithium project. I mean, he's on the gas pedal with his right foot, and then he's stomping on the brakes with his left foot. These people don't know what they're doing. This is an incredibly incoherent policy where they want to have electric vehicles, but we can't get the minerals we need to make the electric vehicles. It's breathtaking. And
right.
The left hand doesn't know what the far left hand is doing.
Well, and the manufacturers, what is their capacity? They could never meet this capacity.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. And as you say, he's got one foot on the gas, one on the brake, and he keeps going in circles because that's what happens.
Yeah. Burning rubber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just going in circles, burning rubber. And then him, most amazing, maybe the most frustrating thing about this is, look, if you're concerned about global warming and this is going to make a significant decrease in carbon dioxide, then maybe all of this expense and these lack of freedom and telling Americans what to do and what to buy might be worth it. But in fact, over a between now and the year 2055, this would reduce the amount of CO2 by 10 billion tons. Okay, that's the reduction between now and the year 2055. Well, guess what? Every year in the year 2020, China produced 10 billion tons of CO2. So in other words, every single year, China is going to cancel out the reduction in CO2.
Exactly.
This plan is supposed to produce over the next 32 years. To put it another way, the $10 billion reduction in CO2 done by based on what Biden wants is going to vanish into a 320 billion ton cloud of red Chinese carbon. So this doesn't even accomplish what these people want to. It's just going to be wiped out by what the Chinese do, with the ultimate net effect in reduction of CO2 and presumably reduction of global warming being negligible, maybe rounding error, maybe asterisk, while turning the economy upside down.
Yeah, and you're not even working in India into the math there either.
Oh, not even talking about India. Yeah. I just left India out of it. You put India in, and the effect is even more minuscule.
Unbelievable. Well, all being brought to you by those liars, leakers, and losers. The next time we're going to talk about the leakers, okay? Because there's a big story about the leakers and, what is going on and how we're being manipulated down that happy little road. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.